Melbourne is a thriving new world city, offering hope and opportunity for young people to fulfil their dreams. But for many young people, their struggle to integrate into a new society leaves them feeling marginalised and disconnected.
The first time I came to Melbourne, I felt really isolated. It was completely different to back home because, firstly, the people, the language barriers that I had.
When people arrive, you know, they've got the challenges of finding somewhere to live, finding schools, also finding jobs. So it's very challenging, particularly if you can't speak English. Because we're such a diverse community, we do need to be able to understand each other, to be able to get along.
The I Speak Football Project will use the global language of football to reduce isolation and loneliness for people from different racial backgrounds. The program, which is run by young people themselves, will create new friendships and boost health, confidence, hope, and language skills, connecting young people into society and creating happier and brighter futures.
Playing football was a really good thing. It gave me the opportunity to make friends. It gave me the opportunity to learn and speak English. So football has helped me.
When people feel they belong, they have a much better chance of succeeding in life, in education, and also in getting employed. It's about making people feel valued and part of it, and football's such an important part of this because so many people from different countries all around the world feel so passionate about the sport. It's a perfect way for us to engage them.
Football helped me to make friends and networks around. Secondly, it helps me forget about my past. Soon as I enter a pitch to play football, all my problems are gone.
With the I Speak Football Project, my dream is to, you know, promote this kind of projects to more disadvantaged people.